Good morning. I'm Mandy Wood. In the news, crews continue to make progress restoring power across the province, but over 100,000 Nova Scotia Power customers remain without electricity 5 days after Hurricane Fiona. And more than 11,000 of those customers are in the Truro area alone. The Chignecto Central Regional Center for Education says all of its schools will remain closed for the rest of the week in light of ongoing power outages and cleanup efforts throughout the region. The town of Truro will begin collecting tree and brush from people's properties today. Branches are to be no larger than 3 inches in diameter and no longer than 8 feet. The debris is to be placed behind sidewalks, not on sidewalks or streets. And the town says post-Fiona debris collection will continue as needed. Meanwhile, the municipality of Colchester has extended the tree and yard waste drop-off to October 3rd. County residents can take tree and yard waste to the public drop-off in Kemptown, where tipping fees for tree and yard waste have been waived. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was asked about whether it's time to consider stronger building codes and burying more overhead power lines as he viewed storm-damaged parts of Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island yesterday. Trudeau responded that given the increasing intensity of storms, his government will work to find ways to build more resilient infrastructure. He says with climate change, there are going to be more extreme weather events and that the government will have to think about how to make sure it's ready. Nova Scotia's Minister of Elnu Affairs is encouraging people to observe Truth and Reconciliation Week by taking time to learn about Indigenous history. Carla McFarland says Nova Scotians should wear orange shirts on Friday to honor survivors of residential schools and their families. McFarland is also encouraging people to take part in reconciliation events in their area. There will be a walk in Millbrook on Friday. It will begin at 11 a.m. from the community hall to the powwow grounds. Once on the powwow grounds, there will be an opening prayer, a guest speaker, and entertainment provided by Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers. There were 140 federally run residential schools in Canada that operated from 1831 to 1996. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation honors the children who never returned home and survivors of residential schools, as well as their families and communities. In sports, the New York Yankees clinched the AL East title by beating the Toronto Blue Jays 5-2. In NHL preseason action, Winnipeg beat Ottawa 5-3. Seattle blanked Calgary 3-0. Detroit tripled Pittsburgh 6-2. New Jersey dumped the Islanders 4-1. Boston edged the Rangers 3-2 in overtime. Buffalo nipped Philadelphia 2-1. Carolina beat Tampa Bay 5-1. Dallas got by Arizona 4-3 in OT. St. Louis defeated Chicago 4-1. Minnesota down Colorado 5-2. And San Jose edged Anaheim 5-4. Here's your forecast from the CTV Weather Center. A mix of sun and cloud today, a high of 21. A few clouds tonight, low of 8. And a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with a high of 18.